is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Mike Parsons is with us. And Mike Parsons is Nemenha. He's a pilot, a commercial pilot, and a farmer. He hails from Tennessee. Welcome, Mike Parsons.
Good morning, Vincent. Right now, I'm just a private pilot. Don't hold a commercial ticket. That's something that requires more time than I've got to devote to it right now. So I'm just a farmer who has a private pilot's license, who's done a whole lot of things in the past and now trying to change the course of history from where it's quickly heading to something that's more semblance to what we would all hope would be a civilized society.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were a commercial pilot. How about that? Mike, you know, you and I we talk on the air, we talk off the air, we talk in person. You've been at the meetups, you've been at the expo, the Get Prepared Expo. You said something to me last night that I found absolutely fascinating. Let me lead into this before we start talking about the cops who are have their aggression set to maximum. Mike, when we were at the Get Prepared Expo the last time, we decided that we would make the expo sacred ground. We had Chief Cloud Piler consecrate the expo grounds as sacred during the convention. And you brought with you some signs, and you posted them up on the on all the doors that let everyone entering know that this was sacred ground, and anyone who worked for the government would need to apply to be on the grounds, or they were acting against the treaty with the Native Americans and in violation of the treaty, and they were responsible for their own actions. Well, no government person, no police dogs, no cops in uniform, no government minions, no undercover people showed up at the expo, and it's the very first time I've ever seen that. You told me a really interesting story that you got a phone call from a person, and we'll just say a government person at this point, that wanted to talk to you. Can you explain what happened, you know, and that person's reluctance to come on your property, and why?
Well, I did get a call, and I will leave the person's name and identity out of the conversation. And they wanted to meet and speak to me, and they were coming to my property. And I said, certainly, I'll meet you at the gate. And they wanted to come to my home. And I got to the gate probably, I guess, about a minute after they had arrived, and noticed they were sitting there, and they did not go beyond the gate. Mm-hmm. And I had a conversation, lasted all of about 30 seconds, and that was it, and they left. But the thing that I realized is that posted at my gate is this notice, an exact duplicate of the notice that I had brought to the USA Prepares Expo, that was posted at every door entrance to the facility in easy access for anybody to see coming and going. And I have a billboard size. It's kind of, well, it's 3.5 foot tall by about 2.5 foot wide. And I actually presented a copy of this to Chief Cloud Piler for him to take with him. And I kept a copy. And it says this, notice, in big bold letters at the top, notice, this land has been dedicated and set apart for religious use. and as such constitutes a sacred place to the Native American Church of Namenha. Persons gathering on this property are ministers of the Native American Church of Namenha and or their patrons and parishioners, and they so gather for the purposes of establishment of free exercise of their religion. And for no other purpose, all agents of federal, state, county, and municipal government, as well as any other person acting under color of law, are reminded of the protection and freedom from substantial government burden provided by the law of the United States of America for such land and such practice. And I cite the governing law titled 21C USC Chapter 42, 2000 BB, entitled 21C USC Chapter 43, 2001C. And it says further on this posting, this notice, government may not substantially burden the establishment of free exercise of a person's religion, even when the burden results from a rule of general applicability. What that means is that there's a law or a rule that is blanket that covers everyone. Well, it doesn't necessarily cover everyone in this case. And then it reads on, exceptions. The burden must be a furtherance of a compelling government interest, and the burden must be the least restrictive furtherance of the compelling interest. And that's a broad statement for the person who's not familiar with government and legal language as it's used, but it basically prevents them from virtually doing anything unless it is the least restrictive furtherance. And there's so many other things that a person can do to gather information or to assess information or whatever it might be. And then in closing it says, attention, and this is underlined because I wanted to make this prominent. Attention, law enforcement or government agents. You are officially and legally placed on legal notice. You understand that this notice affects your legal immunity. You need to return to your supervisor or to the Attorney General of your state or of the United States of America for further instructions before you proceed further. And then I put at the bottom, to verify this statement, please contact Chief Cloud Piler, and I list his phone number, and that he is the president of the Native American Church of Namenha, as well as his email address, so that they have the ability to contact him right then if they so choose. What this does is for the average bureaucrat, government minion type, they're conditioned to follow orders and to do as they're told and not think. That's the problem we all face, is that these people basically are there for a job, to get a paycheck, and they don't really want a lot of confrontation. Well, this puts them on legal notice that you're going to have confrontation because you have no legal immunity. And what they've exercised in all these cases where they abuse people's rights is under color of law, and they fall under that protection of immunity that they try to present to the public as something that, well, you know, I'm sorry I did it, but so sad, you can't really sue me. Well, this puts them on notice that, yeah, I can sue you because you've waived your immunity if you come beyond this point. And apparently it works because you had a gun show going on at the time of the USA Prepares Expo where there were, I would say, a few thousand guns and probably 500,000 rounds of ammunition being, you know, looked over and bought and sold. And the fact is, not a single policeman or government official in uniform was anywhere to be seen. And that, my friend, is unheard of.
Mike, let's extend this story just a little bit. You were at a motel, right? And you saw some people who were government employees talking about coming to the expo, right? You want to share that story or not?
That's right. And as I mentioned to you when I arrived at the expo that Saturday morning, that at the hotel that I was staying, there were some government types, and these weren't people dressed in, I won't describe their uniform, because there were some people there at the expo that looked very similar to these people, but They weren't those people. The people at the expo had a very similar looking uniform for their business, and but they were young guys. One of the guys had kind of long hair, and you know that you could tell these are just average Joes who are wearing an outfit to basically draw attention to their business that they're promoting, their services and such. These were authentic government agents, and they were apparently preparing to go to the expo. They were, we're talking about 5:30 in the morning in the lobby there of the hotel. They were there where they have coffee and donuts and other types of things, and they were, you know, partaking in that, and I was there, you know, far enough away that they probably didn't suspect that I could hear them, but I've still got one good ear. And like I told you, I used to be a sound engineer. I had excellent hearing. And so, yeah, I had the ability to overhear their conversation, and they were preparing to go to the expo. I couldn't really understand what they were saying beyond that, but that's what I caught. And when I arrived at the expo, I mentioned that to you and looked around, and I never saw those men. I don't know if they arrived and looked at the postings and changed their mind. I don't know if they changed their clothes, but it was highly unlikely that they would all be dressed in these types of uniforms, which was similar to a police/militaristic type of uniform, and they had credentials on them. They were law enforcement of a certain type, and they were certainly not there, I don't think, to just spend the day as citizens going through the expo and learning about preparedness. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been dressed the way they were. But I never saw them, and I don't believe anybody else that I've spoken to has seen anybody in the facility during the expo that would appear to have been a government employee.
Mike, I can tell you for the last two expos, Expo number 5 and Expo number 6, we're talking about the Get Prepared Expo. You know, the police show up unannounced. They just show up. But for Expo number, all the expos, except for Expo number 6, we've had police just show up in uniform. They walk through. We have plainclothes detectives walking through. We have undercover government agents walking through. And we've even had the city government call the police on us for one of our expos. And they arrived, and I met them outside.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 28, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,352.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,401.52, $700.76 for a half ounce, or $350.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,401.52, $700.76, and $350.38.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we had this expo, and we had a lot of guns there for sale, a lot of ammunition, and the government called the cops on us. And what I did was I found out that they were coming, and I met them outside. And they asked me who I was, and I said I was the ringleader of the expo, and Vincent Finelli. And we talked about it, and I said, well, I'll take care of it. What happened was one of our exhibitors did not have a gun tie-wrapped. And I told him to make sure all the guns are tie-wrapped so that, you know, for safety and all that. And I agree. I agree it should have been done. And this particular exhibitor assured me that he would do it, he would do it, he would do it. We opened the doors. He didn't do it. The cops came. And I said, I'll take care of it. And we videotaped the police encounter with me. Just to make sure that we had a record of it, should it escalate. And the cops were really nice. They said, okay, we'll just cancel the ticket, and everything's good to go. And I immediately went in, and I addressed this particular exhibitor, and I threw him out on the spot. I told him that he had assured me that he would take care of it. He didn't do it. He violated our safety rules, and I just threw him out. Right then and there, he packed up, and he left the premises right then and there. So was the city right? I'm glad they called, but you know what? They were looking for something. They were looking for anything they could find to give us a hard time. The particular city of Springfield, the internet went down. They wouldn't bring it back up. They wouldn't let us use the water for anything. I mean, literally, they wouldn't let us use the water for washing dishes or serving food. They told us we had to use the slop sink. So what I did was I brought in water. I brought in good, clean, potable water, well water, and it was fine. But I'm telling you, the government doesn't like us. I'm not kidding. They don't like us. So we're not welcome everywhere. And the problem is that these, when you have an expo, when you have an expo, the problem is that most times you have to use a government facility because they own the biggest facilities, and they don't like us. So that's a problem for us. So, Mike, One of the things that I'm very concerned about is that the police are on high alert. I haven't shared the story with you, but I will. I was in Harbor Freight in Springfield a couple of years ago, Springfield, Missouri. And I met this guy. And he happened to be an off-duty cop. And I didn't know it at the time, but he was an off-duty cop from a town 50 miles away or so. And he told me that he'd been to training. And during this training, he was told, along with everyone else who was in the training class with him, that even little old ladies driving cars, and if you pull them over, you've got to be ready to shoot them because they can be really bad. So they're telling these cops, that be ready, be on the alert, and be ready to kill little old ladies. And he had a problem with that. And he said, as this gets worse, and he agreed that it was going to get worse like it has, that he was just going to turn his badge in and go home. He is not going to confiscate weapons from we the people. He is not going to arrest we the people. He's not going to harass us for, you know, things that we shouldn't be harassed for. So he's a good guy. But what I'm saying is they're now and have been trained to be on high alert, high anxiety, and to just beat us up. It's out of control. Mike, what are your thoughts?
You're exactly right. I was talking to a lady over the weekend whose husband is a mounted patrolman in the city of Memphis. And, of course, I raise hay, and I've sold hay to some of his friends who know me, and they're mounted patrolmen, and they like my hay. But we discussed for a while the situation where the cops right now, as I see it, are basically having to choose between what is their job and their security or stepping out of line, as I like to refer to it. I asked the lady, I said, what is it going to take for the good officers to get rid of these bad officers? And she said, they can't. They can't do anything because the administration protects them as well as the union. And I said, but you've got a lot of rogue cops out there that are going crazy and just killing people right and left. And there's going to come a point where people are going to be fed up and they're going to start shooting back and the good cops are going to be in the line of fire. You hear too many times where cops will kill somebody and say, I was afraid. I thought he was going to kill me. I thought my life was in danger. Well, then get out of the job. Quit the job. Go become a sales clerk at Walmart if you're afraid for your life, because that's what the job is, my friend. I tell you, there's so many guys out there that they don't have the testicular fortitude to do battle with a kid. I mean, they want to shoot first and ask questions later.
And they are. They are. Mike, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
And the winner of Fallback Pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I just brought a post on USAPrepares.com's website to page one. The name or the title of the post is Killer Cops Shoot and Kill Eighth Grade Boy Carrying Toy Rifle Only 10 Seconds After First Spotting Him. I want to show you what 10 seconds is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, that was 10 seconds. I counted it off while I was looking at an atomic clock in the studio. That was 10 seconds. Now, what happened was Andy Lopez, a 13-year-old boy, was carrying a toy gun. Now, the cops say that toy guns are supposed to have an orange tip. Well, I can tell you that the BB guns and pellet guns that I had when I was a child did not have them. I still own them, and they still don't have orange tips. Now, we carried BB guns and pellet guns all around when I was growing up. And we shot at targets, and that's what we did, and it was perfectly acceptable at 13 years old. Okay. Now, what happened was the Sonoma County police saw this young boy. And within 10 seconds, they had 6 or 7 rounds in him. They ordered him to drop his toy gun. They just said, drop your weapon. He was probably stunned when the police arrived, didn't know what to do, and they shot and killed him. It was a toy gun. Now, Mike and I were talking about this. It was a pellet gun. Mike, I've heard stories when I lived on the East Coast. There were some young children playing. There was a school complex, an elementary school that was sold and became an executive office park. And there were a couple young boys, very young boys, playing cops and robbers or something like that, and they had some toy guns, and the police showed up and killed one of them. This has been going on for a while. So I'm outraged. I'm absolutely outraged. These cops have body armor. They've got tasers. They've got all kinds of weapons, and they're killing us. They are literally murdering us. And they're saying, I thought he had a gun. I thought he was reaching for a gun. I mean, if a cop pulls up to me and says, license and registration, and I have to reach in my back pocket, is he going to say, I thought he had a gun? I thought he was going to shoot me with his license? I mean, what are they going to do? I believe, boy, I hate to say it. Mike, I believe they carry toy guns on them. I believe the cops have toy guns that they use to place under the body.
Benson, in the city of Memphis, just a few months ago, there was a man who was pulled over by police on the interstate. He walked briskly towards the officers, reached in his back pocket for his wallet. They shot and killed him because they said, we thought he was going for a gun. Now he's going for his license because that's the routine they try to condition you to think. In 2007, in West Memphis, Arkansas, there was a 12-year-old boy, Deontay Earl, who was shot and killed by undercover cops. Now, at that time, I didn't have a radio show, but I was in the process of starting one. And I had the opportunity to speak to the paramedic who arrived at the scene. And the protocol is, if the police are involved in a shooting, they're supposed to identify if the person still is armed. Even if they're dead, if there's a gun, they're supposed to get the gun away from the person, alive or dead. That's the protocol. When the paramedic arrived, he witnessed, this is what he told me. So I can tell you this, not third-hand, second-hand, but first-hand. This is what I was told by the paramedic on the scene. The boy was laying face down and his hands out to his side. They rolled the boy's body over, and there, tucked in his pants, was a toy pistol. And he said he was shot in the chest and in the back of the leg, meaning that he was shot twice, and he was twisting as he's being shot or moving about. And you have to think, logically, of course, that as the officer said, he pointed a gun at me. I was afraid for my life. Well, if you've got a gun clenched in your hand and somebody shoots you in the chest and then you spin and they hit you in the back, are you more likely to drop the gun, as I believe would be logical, or possibly hold on to the gun, or are you likely to, oops, let me put this gun in my pants to hide it before I fall and die on the ground here? That's an absurd thought, but that's what the cop would have had you believe. And because the cops are government employees for the corporation of the government, which is the state of, it's not the state, it's state of Arkansas and West Memphis, which are both corporations, they've got to circle the wagons because no one can know that the police can be wrong. The police can never be wrong because then they get sued, the city gets sued, the state gets sued, and they go out of business like any corporation. They can be bankrupted. I'm all about solutions, Benson. You know that. I don't just call in and complain and give data and facts and stuff. As you and I spoke last night, you mentioned that some of the members of USA Prepares faculty are going through hard times. Some have actually being faced with foreclosure on their homes. And I spent a little bit of time last night, about 3 hours after we spoke, and I forwarded you some information that I hope you'll consider posting about how to stop foreclosures and to save your home that has actually worked across the country. In this case, when we're talking about rogue cops, we've got some real problems because we've got a lot of cops out there that are good cops that are sitting back doing nothing, and they're not speaking out, and these cops are going out and killing people in the city of Memphis. There's been virtually a person killed every month, and I know I sent you some information, and according to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, there's been over 234 police officer-involved shootings statewide in the past 5 years. And since May in this country, what is it, 270 people have been shot? It's only 230 people have been killed by the police in May. 230 people since May have been killed. Let's see, June, July, August, September, October. 5 months, 230 people have been killed. How many people, I wonder, died for various other reasons? I wonder what the potential factor is there that would show the ratio of your likelihood of being killed by a cop versus your likelihood of being killed by a terrorist. Several thousand to one, perhaps? I don't know. I'd have to do the statistical analysis. Folks, this has got to stop before it's too late. They're wanting a civil war. That's what the globalists want. When your city mayors pack up and go to Washington, D.C. to get their marching orders from Obama and the administration, they're on the take. And then they come back and they tell the chiefs of police and the directors who are working for these mayors what to do. And then they go out and they send these police officers out to do their dirty work. Now, there are officers that are being prosecuted, sure. There's one guy in Memphis who basically was accused of making a racial statement, and he was fired for an accusation of making a racial statement. But then there's another cop who shot and killed a dog for no reason. This is the same cop in this article that I forwarded you, Vincent, that shot and killed a man with Down syndrome because he was acting weird. This rookie cop shot and killed him. He wasn't prosecuted. Where are the prosecutors? The prosecutors are bought off. Why? Because they work for the system. Why? Because it's a rigged game. And I know that there's a person out there that wants to say the sheriffs are the answer. I think we, the people, are the answer. I think when we take responsibility and step up, as in my case, trying to enact a lawful legal citizen's arrest that's been around since common law time, because the power's with the people. And in every state, the right of the person to make an arrest is in the law. Well, as one person told me the other day in my case, who heard from a policeman that they could not prosecute me because they did not want the rest of the public to know that, yes, you can make your own arrest. You can stop a person from committing a crime, and it's totally legal and it's proper. Why? Because if we, the people, start taking responsibility for ourselves and our community, we don't need so many cops. Then there's not so much money going towards government through taxes. You get to keep most of what you make because your property taxes go down because you don't have that big police force. You maybe have a sheriff and maybe one or two deputies. And that's the way it used to be. And that's before they ever had property taxes, my friend. And we can, civilized citizens that we are, or American nationals that we are, or children of God, or whoever you are, we can take responsibility, and that's all it takes. Quit being dependent upon a government who is abusing you and converting your rights into privileges and turning you into a slave. Therein lies the solution. Take responsibility. Come together and stop the tyranny, which is the government. They are the biggest threat, statistically speaking, of course. Now, I've got a dog in the fight because I was attacked and I was sent to prison for 2.5 years by a corrupt system for doing the right thing, for trying to hold corrupt government accountable in my community. And because so many people were afraid, they were, as the word is, chilled. They refused to get involved because they didn't want to be next. Well, in communities around this country where similar things are happening and the community steps up and supports that individual, the Gestapo backs down every time. It's that simple. We're strong in numbers. When we pack attack, we can't be stopped. But if you sit back and you cower in the corner and snivel, oh, they might not get you today or tomorrow. But someday, they'll be knocking on your door. Someday.
Mike Parsons, when we come back, I want to mention one of us who's been arrested recently and is facing jail time. He's facing going to court two times. He's facing jail time for both charges. You won't believe it when we come back. Mike Parsons, Vin Fanelli, USAForParis.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Beep. This is an emergency. Essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can bacon combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Mike Parsons with us. Mike, one of our instructors, Aaron Brummett, he's a pastor. He was arrested for preaching from the street. He had a battery-powered PA system about 12 inches by 12 inches, and he had a decibel meter, and he was operating in accordance with the instructions given to him by the city of Springfield to keep his decibel level below 75. Traffic, driving down the road, average traffic is 80 decibels, and he was below that. So he was arrested, and then when 10 to 12 cops showed up to arrest two pastors and a lady that was with them, a young lady, they put their hand on the equipment to say, wait a minute, you're not going to take our equipment. He was also charged with obstruction of justice. So he's going to be in court in a couple weeks, and I'll have it on the website, and I'd like us to... any of you who have the ability to go to Springfield and sit in the Springfield Municipal Court to kind of watch what's going on, I'd like to suggest that you consider doing that. I'm going to do my best to be there, and if I'm not on the air, I will be there. And, Mike, cops don't stop me when I'm in a vehicle to help me. They only stop me to demand that I do something, like produce a license and registration or something like that. And I want to share this with you. I've just figured it out. Now, cops do the dirty work of other people, okay? And the cops believe that they're going to be immune and they're going to be protected by the system. So they're willing to do the dirty work and they get paid to be the henchmen of the system. Now, I had the cops called on me twice when I went to an event. And I have a picture of it. Someone took a photograph of this. Three cops in front of me. One of them is holding onto his gun belt, ready to draw and fire. And I figured out why, Mike. It just occurred to me. Someone called the cops, and I know who did it. And someday I may expose this guy. Anyway, he called the cops on me because he probably wanted them to kill me. To say, this guy's crazy. Fennelli's crazy. He's got a gun. And I didn't. I did not have a gun. It's one of the very few times I didn't. And he's causing problems. He's dangerous. And I didn't cause problems. And I wasn't dangerous. I was talking to a guy running for office, United States Congress. Anyway, Mike, I think the reason that this all happened to me was they were trying to get the cops to shoot me. Seriously, three in front of me and one behind me. Four cops. And
That's
all
exactly
I was doing
how they do it.
Was...
And- remember, folks, Lucifer doesn't do his own dirty work. He relies on minions. And the interesting thing is that if you go back and read your scripture, you know that there was a mark on Cain. And because of that mark, now, he couldn't be killed. But it's like the mark of the beast that many are out there accepting. It will prevent imminent death, but it also allows for prolonged punishment in the accounting phase of your life. So never forget, you will not go past that accounting phase, and you will be held accountable at some point. So, you know, everyone has a choice. It's all about choices, and that's the bottom line. There has to be, and there will be, an accounting. And, of course, Dr. Richard Allen Miller can talk about this philosophically as well as Dr. Norm Shealy. But, you know, in the spiritual realm, there's a balance in the universe. And I know that right now, these people that are selling their souls for a paycheck, they're the minions. Even though you may not believe you're a minion, you're a minion. How many people out there remember back when there were very few government employees? Most people had jobs, and now they classify a job working at Walmart as a door greeter making $8-$10 an hour, equivalent to that of a factory worker making $60,000 a year putting out General Motors or Ford vehicles. They're not the same. You can't make a living, provide for a family to where your wife can stay at home at $8 and $10 an hour to raise the kids, like you could when you had that factory job. And guys getting out of school that don't have the skills to start their own business, they're at a disadvantage. You cannot sell your soul for a quick buck. You have to take responsibility and go down that road less traveled. It's going to be rocky and rough, and you may not win, but guess what? If you never fail, you never learn how to win on your own. You're just a follower. You're just a sheep. You're just a tool, a minion. Stop being a minion. Wake up. It's time to wake up.
Yeah, and for those of you who are cops out there, you know, how about protecting and serving? How about joining our side? How about joining our side? Mike, thanks so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.